Senate Democrats handed President Obama a victory yesterday when they beat back a Republican filibuster on a $26 billion jobs bill. Illinois Democratic Senator Richard Durbin says it's important for the Senate to pass the bill today.
It will save more than 100,000 jobs in schools across America.
For more on this is the Takeaways Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. A victory over the Republican filibuster. That's a rare one, Todd.
And your head kind of snapped back yesterday when the Senate passed something. I mean, that, they didn't quite pass it. They got over this filibuster speed bump. But it was remarkable in that way because the Senate has been mostly about gridlock lately. It's a political year. $16 billion for Medicaid money for the states. Those Medicaid rolls are filling up because there's so many people without work and not making money. And then the rest of the money for state workers like teachers, like firefighters, other civil servants who could be let go as states face budget crunches.
Quickly, Todd, who crossed the line and why is that a victory for the White House?
The main ladies, Susan Collins and Olympia Snow. The White House has been pushing for this money quietly but forcefully because they don't want those job numbers to dip. They have to keep that needle where it's at. The interesting thing about this, John, going forward, the House hasn't passed this yet. They're on summer recess. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, reacted to the vote yesterday, saying she'll call the House back into session on Tuesday to pass this money to get it out to the states. That's pretty remarkable. Hasn't happened since 2005.
House versus Senate there in Washington. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.